Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi guys, my name is Kat.
And my name's Letitia,
and you guys are listening to Basically Besties. Now, you know that we start off every episode with our side eye of the week, so do you want to go first?
I would love to because it just happened.
Oh my God.
So we just arrived in Sydney this morning, no joke, like 20 minutes ago, and Tisha decided to stay over at my house last night because I live closer to the airport. Anyways, I get up at 4 a.m. I'm ready by about 4:45. Tisha's still getting ready. I'm yelling at her.
For a start, you wake up and you turn on your vanity lights, which the brightness on that is insane.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where would you like me to get ready?
I'm forced to put on an eye mask to get my extra 30 minutes of sleep. Yes.
I told you to go sleep in your sister's room.
As if I wouldn't fit in her bed. I'm huge.
Anyways, this isn't the side eye, by the way. She gets ready at like 4:45. I'm like, hurry up. We have to leave in 15 minutes. And so she's like, well, do you have a hoodie? Do you have a jumper? Because it gets cold on the plane. And I'm like, just grab whatever in my wardrobe. Anyways, we get in the car. She jumps in the back seat. We both jump out at the airport and she's got the exact same outfit on me. Exact same outfit on as me. And not only that, we have the same suitcase. We both have a Frank Green and we have the same hair clip in.
Okay, so for a start, that hair clip is mine.
Yes.
For a start. Second of all, you own one hoodie. Like, why do you own one hoodie? That's actually insane. I put on your leather jacket and
I was like, what the hell? Why do you even own this? Like,
it's cute.
It was not cute. I looked so weird. So I was like, okay, I'll get the hoodie, whatever.
It's your fault for owning literally one.
No, do you know why? Because I give away all my hoodies when winter is over because I get new hoodies when winter comes around. But these two hoodies are my Basically Besties hoodies, as if I'm going to get rid of them.
And for a start, I don't even know what size this is, but it's tiny.
It looks tiny on you.
Does it look tiny on me?
It's a small.
How embarrassing.
Because you usually wear oversized hoodies.
Yeah, when I put it on, I was like, how does she fit into this? But there was no other option. So it's your fault for not owning more than one hoodie.
Yeah, okay.
And it's getting cold, so you better stock up.
Anyways, we were walking through the airport and all these hot football players were walking past us and she's like, get away from me, Mum. Get away from me. Because so embarrassed.
She was walking matching. Literally right next to me. I was like, seriously, you don't know the 5 meter rule.
But yeah, that was my side eye. What's yours?
Oh my God. I mean, my side eye isn't even relatable to that, but So basically what happened was this actually happened last night. I was just cleaning my room, minding my business, and I got a notification on my phone, which I don't get very many notifications because I have like do not disturb on all the time.
Yeah.
And it was from my broadcast channel on my Instagram.
Yeah.
And it was said something like, you have blah, 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 new reacts to your recent post. And I was like, what? So I opened my broadcast channel. I've accidentally sent this random photo of this guy.
My God.
To my broadcast channel. I've never been so embarrassed because I was like, I genuinely never think I could like accidentally post something because I always check to make sure I don't.
Yeah.
And like it could have been so much worse. Like what if I sent a photo of like someone else in there, like somebody I knew?
Oh my gosh. What if I was stalking? Or a screenshot. You accidentally sent a screenshot. Well, should we explain what a broadcast channel is in case people don't know? So a broadcast channel it's another way of communicating with the people that follow you, and it's like a messaging, I don't know, group chat in Instagram.
Yeah.
So you can create a broadcast channel, but only you can text the broadcast channel and the people who are in that broadcast channel can react.
Yeah. And it was just like,
so it's like a group message, right?
Yeah. So and the thing about broadcast channels is even if you're not in it and you follow me, like you'll get notified that I sent something, right?
Oh, don't you get that? No, I don't.
I feel like I get notifications to so many people's things.
Oh, right. No.
Anyways, it was so embarrassing. By the time I deleted it, it already had like 4,000 reacts.
Oh my God. And then I was like, okay,
it's deleted, whatever. I go in my story mentions because I always check like my story mentions every day. People are tagging me on their story being like, what the fuck is this? And I'm like, guys.
Did you explain what the picture was that you sent?
No, I don't even know how to explain it.
It's this dude with this ginormous tongue. And when I saw it, I was like, what is this girl sending? She is so freaking random. But then I was like, is she trying to insinuate something? Like, why is she sending?
What would I be insinuating?
Like a dude with a big tongue?
No, but it was so funny. It had this like spring Snapchat filter on. And I thought it was funny. I sent it to all my friends, but I didn't realize I sent it to the broadcast channel too.
Yeah, but that's dangerous.
I know, it's so dangerous because I've had like things, friends post stuff that they're not supposed to post on their story by accident.
Yeah. And yeah, I've had someone post something on their Snapchat on accident too.
Yeah, me too.
It's dangerous.
You know what happened to me, Seb.
What happened to you?
Seb.
Oh, yes.
I got this really like, I can't even go into detail in it, but Seb posted something so personal to me on his Snapchat story and I like lost it at him. I was like,
it was their first fight.
And it was my first fight. I called him. I was like, what are you like? And he deleted it. And he's like, I'm sorry, Tish.
He was tipsy, which made it worse.
Yeah.
Because he didn't understand how serious it was.
And I was like, delete it right now. Like, how many people have seen it? Like, I couldn't like actually sleep, but we got over it pretty fast. Now we just think it's so funny. But like when I sent that photo that I accidentally sent to my broadcast, we're going to have to put it up on like our story on Instagram or something.
I just thought of another thing that Seb accidentally posted when he had the remote control in his shorts.
Oh no. He didn't have a remote control in there. He was just like puffing them up.
Oh, I thought he had his remote in there to make it look like he had a big package.
So like it's hard to explain, but with Snapchat, like Seb's audience is like all guys.
Yeah.
And he was trying to send a photo to me. It's just inappropriate. I'm not even going to talk about it, but he accidentally ended up posting it on his story. But so when funny. I sent that photo with the big tongue to like my friends, one of my friends replied and said, damn, that could do some damage.
Oh no, that is disturbing. Like that's actually scary. That freaks me out.
No, it's so funny. Like I can't.
Tongues are so weird. So I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I feel like there's so much negativity happening at the moment.
Oh my God.
Do you know what my one of my theories is?
Yeah.
You know how Instagram has different audiences, Facebook has different audiences, and TikTok has a different audience. I feel like all the cranky Facebook people are now shifting onto TikTok.
Really?
Well, I feel that. And that's why there's so much negativity on that platform now. Yeah,
TikTok is just like, it's been insane.
It's been crazy.
Since the start of this year.
Yeah. Like, we are getting cancelled left, right, and center. It doesn't matter what we do, what we say. But like, someone's got a problem with it.
Everybody.
Everyone.
It's like actually concerning.
It is. It is really concerning. So we were going to like talk about it, but I feel like we need to shift the energy, be the positivity in this situation, be the light in this situation, and start talking about how, you know, if you yourself feel like you're not in a good place, or maybe you feel like it's, you know, one bad thing after another, we can give you some tips to kind of get through that, because we've been dealing with it. And, you know, I think we've got a few tricks up our sleeves. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we definitely do. Like, even just growing up, like, you always like taught me how to like always like look for the positive anyways in the negative. I think that's like really important, because people don't realize like you can't even have positive without negative.
So true.
And you can't have negative without positive, because there's no comparison.
Yes, so true.
So, and like being happy, and it's really about like your mindset and how like you look at things.
Yeah, I agree. And it just increases your gratitude, right? When you've really been through it and then you come out of that, it's just such an amazing feeling, and you feel so much better and you have so much gratitude. And I feel like gratitude is like one of the best feelings you can ever experience. So what do you do? Like, have you ever been in a rut or felt like you're going around in circles? What do you do to kind of get out of that headspace?
I feel like I'm like kind of in a rut now.
Really? Why?
Like, just with like all the Collade stuff, like my whole routine got thrown out the window.
Mm-hmm.
And then now like I just like have not been waking up early. Like, yeah, I haven't been going to the gym, which is like so off for me.
Yeah.
Like, I just like haven't been able to like go back into my routine yet.
So what are you going to do to get back into your routine?
Well, I don't know. I know it'll come back eventually.
I can give you some tips.
Yeah, give me some tips.
Well, start by getting to bed early again, because I remember messaging you at 9 o'clock and you're like, can't talk, going to sleep, tired. And I'm like, 9 o'clock, girl, what are you doing? I'm up till 11 p.m.
I still go to sleep. I still go to sleep then.
But that was why it was so easy for you to get up super early, because you were going to bed really early. And a lot of people, they want to be morning people, right? There's a lot of people that
being a morning person.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people that can't do it, and they think, oh, I've just got to set my alarm clock earlier, or I've just got to, you know, do whatever. But the real discipline with waking up early is actually getting to bed early.
Like, so your day starts before you go to sleep. You know what I mean? Like, you can't have a good day unless you set yourself up for a good day the day before.
Yeah. Yeah, so getting to bed early, I think, is going to be key for you.
Yeah.
Because what time did you go to bed last night?
9:30.
No, you're in bed at 9:30, but what time were you sleeping?
Like 10?
Yeah.
But that's only, yeah. No, the past few, this is what I'm saying. I haven't been in a rut because anything bad has happened. I've just, like, been living life.
Mm.
And, like, sometimes that's good. Like, it's good to be, like, social and have lots of plans. But I feel like I just haven't like been grounded in a while. That's why I've been doing lots of walks.
Yes. Walking is so good.
Have you seen that on my story?
I have. And you're walking around Burley?
I've just been walking around my hometown because I just want to move back, and I just like sit on the grass and like lay there for like an hour.
Yeah, I love that. I haven't just been really good in a long time.
I know. That's like why that was the same as me.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah.
Walking is a really good way to kind of get your head in a good space as well, because you can't be on your phone. When I go for a walk, I always listen to audiobooks that are like positive and uplifting. So by the time my walk ends, I'm already feeling good. I'm feeling accomplished. I've just listened to something to make me kind of feel better. And getting out and getting some vitamin D is so good for the soul.
So good.
Like, I was just going to say, when we launched Collade, we were literally in the house for 7 days straight.
It messes up your circadian rhythm.
Yeah.
Do you know
what
that is?
How do you say that?
Circadian rhythm. I think it's circadian.
Circadian? I thought it was like circadian. Oh, I don't know. Whatever. You guys know what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's
circadian.
It.
Circadian rhythm. Okay, I actually took – there was only one class in uni I failed and it was psychology and we learned about that. So that's probably why I don't know how to say it.
But that's how you restart your circadian – I don't know if I'm saying it right – rhythm is by waking up and see, like getting your skin to feel the sun immediately.
Yeah, and we just weren't doing that for a week. So that's why I've just been like so thrown off, but – yeah, going on walks is definitely a big help. Like when I go on walks recently though, like I haven't even been listening to music, which has been really good.
Just
like,
silence?
I just like listen to like the birds and stuff.
Wow, that's so beautiful.
Yeah. Like I really have needed to clear my mind.
You're such a yogi.
Yeah. And like just going to the beach. I don't know. You just have to find a place where you can like always relax. Like for me, that's the one place I can go where I can fully let go and just relax and be off my phone. Like it just has to be the beach, whether I'm like swimming, surfing, walking, like whenever I'm at the beach, like I feel so at home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas like I could not go for a walk in a shopping center and feel at peace. I would be stressed out the entire time and I would hate every second of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's so true.
So I feel like you got to find a place where you feel secure and safe, and then whenever you feel like you're getting yourself in a rut, just go visit that place more.
Yeah.
You know?
Man, you're inspiring me to get back on my walks because my walks are really what make me feel human.
Mm.
Because I could honestly live in my house and not leave it and be fine. I'm just one of those people. I'm so weird.
Concerning.
It is so concerning, right?
Like, I could do the same. If I had to, but like I like being out now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But see, you like doing things on your own, whereas with me, I freak out when I'm by myself. Mm. I need someone with me. I need someone to hold my hand. Like I just don't like being by myself.
Yeah.
Whereas when I'm going for my morning walks, that's a place where I actually enjoy being by myself. Like whenever Dad's like, can I come for a walk? I'm like, no, I want to go for myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I need to get back into my morning walks, I think. Yeah.
No, exercise is definitely like the key factor. Like I know a lot of people like, oh, like exercise doesn't change anything. Babes, it's like scientifically proven or something. Like exercise like makes you happier because it boosts your endorphins.
Yeah.
You know, and whether that's just going on a walk, going to the gym, whatever, like sometimes you need to do that. You know, when I was in my best mindset, like my best state of mind, my best routine, I was waking up before the sun was up, so like 4:30 a.m., I didn't listen to music. I didn't even check my phone. I would go onto YouTube and I would play Hypnosis.
And
I would listen to affirmations for the first hour of the day being like, I'm strong, I'm going to power through the day, I'm going to kill it. Like just all these affirmations. I'd drive down to the beach while listening to it, watch the sunrise, go for a walk while watching it, come back, listen to the affirmations all the way to the gym. And then when I get into the gym, it's like beast time, you know?
Yeah, I love that.
And then I would just have the best day.
Yeah.
That's when
I
was like in my actual prime, which is like, it was only like 2 weeks ago. But like since, you know, from going from that to like me now, the past few days, like waking up at 8, just being like, what should I do today? Like not even going to the gym. It's like such a drastic difference.
Yeah. And it's so easy to get into a rut, hey.
It's so easy. Like I find like I wake up, I'm scrolling on my phone for ages. I can't do simple things. Like, I can't even do the washing because like I'd rather just sit on my phone.
Oh my God. Talk about washing. I've washed the same load of washing like 7 times today in the last week. I just keep going, forgetting about it and then restarting it.
Oh my God. I hate that. My washing was sitting in my clothes were dried, but they were sitting in the dryer for like 8 days. Like Mel had to take them out for me and I still haven't folded it. Like it's just crazy how like one change in your life can really like change everything
else. For sure.
You know what I mean? And I'm pretty sure we make like 40,000 decisions a day or something really? Crazy like that.
Wow, that's pretty wild.
Sure. So it's like crazy that if you just decide to not do one thing, it can literally mess up your whole day, which messes up your week, which messes up your month.
Yeah.
And then messes up your year, which messes up your life.
Oh my God. That's so scary.
So you best be
on getting
your best behavior.
So what you've got to get to bed early.
Do your washing.
You've got to go for your walk. Get into a routine with exercise. But you know what I love, what you said before with the hypnosis thing?
Mm.
I love hypnosis as well.
It's so good.
I don't listen to it in the morning though. I listen to it as I'm falling asleep.
Yeah, same.
And it is the best way to help you fall asleep, but also you wake up feeling so good and in the right mind frame.
Yeah. Like I would always listen to meditation before I go to sleep. But that was because, like, I couldn't, like, stand the thought of going to bed alone. But, like, now I don't even have to. Like, now I can just go to sleep, like, without it.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, I used to, like, listen to it before I went to bed, as soon as I woke up.
Yeah.
Like, I need to get back on my grind. It's crazy.
Are you reading any books or audio books?
Listening?
No.
But I bought a book with me to Sydney.
Really?
So maybe I'll read it.
I just downloaded a new audiobook and I'm really excited to start reading it. Have you read this one? Hang on, let me bring it up. It's called The Diary of a CEO.
Mm-mm.
Well, I'm really excited about reading it because I'm a CEO now. I've got to learn how CEOs.
Did I write it?
But what book did you bring?
Why Men Love Bitches.
Oh my God.
What? I gotta know.
What the hell kind of inspiration is that?
Okay. no comment.
What is it about?
Well, I've only read a little bit, but it's about how to remain an independent woman.
Oh, okay.
Like how to just like make sure you don't let go of yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Like the title kind of tells it, but
yeah sounds good.
Yeah,
the title is
lot of people have read it, so that's why I got it.
Yeah, okay.
Let you know.
I love that though. And the why do you read inspirational books?
Because when you actually read a good book and it like changes your life in a way, you just want to learn more. You know what I mean? Like there's so many books like Atomic Habits that can literally change your life. Like if you follow everything in the book and you master it, then you've just learned a life lesson forever.
Yeah.
And like that's just, I don't know, it's not really about relaxing to me. It's about getting better than who I am.
Do you know why I listen to audiobooks?
No.
Because I spend a lot of time alone. And you know my favorite saying, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And
so it's true.
It is true. So my theory is if I'm listening and learning from people who are successful and better than me, then I can only improve myself because they're the five people I'm spending the most time with. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, but it's kind of like sad. That you're five people you hang around with.
You know what, Tisha? It's actually kind of hard to make friends at my age.
I know.
Like, and who am I going to make friends with? I can't even go to mothers' groups because my kids are adults now.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't saying that. I was just like, it's just kind of funny that those are your five friends.
Yeah.
I mean, what a way, though, to master it.
It's a smart way.
Mm.
Anyways, that's my reason. What else do you do to get out of a rut?
I'm surprised to hear that you feel like you want more friends because I don't think you want more friends.
I don't want more friends, but I wouldn't mind, having.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Another female companion? That sounds really weird.
Why? You have me, Deja, Dream, and Mel.
I know, but like sometimes it's good to kind of, I don't know, have that other person.
I like actually can't even like imagine you with another friend.
Really?
You've got all your cousins as well.
Two cousins.
Three.
Three.
I couldn't even imagine you with another friend.
Yeah. It's very time consuming being a friend. No, I mean that in a really.
Yeah, unless you met them from like the get go, like when you were a kid. Yeah,
because to create a relationship with someone, you need to give it time and energy. And time and energy is something I'm lacking a lot these days. So, yes, I do want a friend, but I don't actually think I have the time or the energy to invest in someone. And I'd probably end up being a bad friend. You know what I'm saying? Whereas Mel is very low maintenance. I send her memes every day on Instagram. Yeah. And we've already got a pre-existing relationship, so there's nothing I have to really build there.
Mm.
My relationship with my cousins is exactly the same. I send them funny videos every now and then and we catch up like once a month.
Yeah.
So it's very low maintenance, but it's like a solid friendship group. If I was to get a new friend, I would have to, it's like dating almost.
Yeah. I think what you want is an assistant.
A PA?
You just want somebody to be there 24/7.
You know what? And my PA would probably turn into my friend.
Because sometimes I feel like I want more friends, but it's not that. It's just those, you know, 10 minutes out of each day where I'm like, oh my God, I have no one.
Yeah.
Because no one will answer my call. And then I'm like, who can I call? Who can I call? And then like, I have no one else to call.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just that.
Yeah, maybe.
But I think that's a normal thing.
Yeah. And then I think like, if I die, will only 5 people like rock up to my funeral?
No, we're going
to
have a meet and greet, babe. I'm going to be 50,000 people there. $50 entry.
No, because I like, I get really sad thinking about my grandparents' funeral.
Yeah.
Because only like family and, you know, a handful of friends rocked up because half of them had died themselves. It's just kind of sad. Like,
yeah, well, for a start, Mom, you're like 30 years old. You're not going to be dying anytime soon. Second of all, so many, like, now I'm thinking if you think you're going to have a small funeral, I'm going to have an even smaller funeral.
No, you have like 50 friends. So when we were going through Collade, guess who brought in all our casual staff? Letitia and all her friends. Letitia would come over, bring all her friends and stay for an hour and be like, okay, I'm done, and leave her friends there while she went home.
Yeah, I didn't even know. I was actually thinking about this because so if you guys remember like the very first episode of the podcast, we talked about the house party I threw, which was like, what, it would be like 8 years ago now.
Yeah, it was ages ago.
No, not 8 years, like five or six years ago now, right? And at that party, like all my friends that I'm still friends with today, they were there. And two of them, the ones that broke the toilet seat, one of them's named Spencer. And we've been friends since like, he was like one of my first friends at my high school, like proper friends. And like, we're just always really tight. And it's funny because when that party happened, like, mum literally hated him. Like, they had the biggest beef ever. And now, like, they go out without me. Like, remember you went clubbing with him without me? I went clubbing
with Spencer.
And then Tisha was like,
what the hell, mum? You can't go out with my friends.
And then the other day, I come over to pack for Kalade. And she's like, oh, yeah, Spencer was here till midnight yesterday. I was like, what? I wasn't even here yesterday. Like, it's just crazy.
And then Bella comes in and she's like, oh, you upgraded your bathroom. I'm like, oh, that's right. You destroyed it. You destroyed my old one.
Literally, yeah. Some of them probably haven't been to my house since that happened.
No, they haven't.
That's wild.
Yeah, crazy.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, it's just funny how relationships change.
It's so true.
Well, like, think about this. If you had a funeral, all my friends would come.
Yeah, see, this is another thing I find weird, Tish, like what just happened in the Uber today. So I put up a story saying I'm in Sydney. I don't want to be alone. Someone come be my friend or something along those lines. And then Bill Barker messaged me and he's like, what are you doing Saturday? And I was like, oh, just grabbing coffee with a friend and then I'm free. Then he messages Tisha and he's like, oh my God, dead. I thought I was replying to you, not your mum. And so I'm like, great. So Bill wanted to meet up with Tisha and not me. And then he messages me and he's like, lol, I thought you were Tisha, but still keen to catch up. And I was like, this is so weird. Like, what? I'm friends with your friends, but it's a bit strange at the same time.
Yeah, well, I literally live with your best friend.
Yeah. Like, it's just so bizarre to
me. Sometimes I think about that and I'm like, oh my God, like me and Mel, like we talk like every single day because we live together.
Yeah.
And like, then I think about how she's like best friends with you and I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah. And even at the launch event, we know the same people and we're friends with the same people. And I remember Kayla was like asked, who's your favorite Clark? And she's like, that's really weird because I love hanging out with Kat, but me and Tisha are like basically the same person.
Mm.
And it must be strange for people to be friends with me when I'm your mother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's just wild.
But it's like not that. Like you're my mom, like my coworker.
Yeah.
My employee.
And I feel like sometimes people don't really know how to, or they don't know if.
They don't know the boundaries.
Yeah.
They don't know where to draw the line. They're like, wait, your mom knows about that? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. So as an example, I went to Vegas with a group of influencers and they were all, you know, having a great time, getting wasted. And I could sense that they wanted to get lit with me, get wasted with me, but they also didn't want to, I don't know, like be disrespectful or something because I'm like a mum. I'm the mum of a 20-year-old. So it's just like this weird kind of dynamic, I guess. People don't know how to approach me because I'm a mum with an older child, whereas I'm just me. You don't have to treat me any differently.
Like, don't keep me in the picture, guys. Just forget about me. After I turned 18, it was over.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's so weird.
Yeah, it is very strange. So, yeah, that's my story. Anyway, we totally went off topic. We're trying to teach you guys how to be positive and happy.
Yeah, but basically, like, if you want to be friends with mum, you got to be friends with me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it won't work. If one person, like, doesn't, like, if I don't like someone and you're friends with them, like, I know you'd cut them off.
Yeah.
And it's the same.
Yeah.
Like, we actually don't like the same people.
Yeah, it's so true.
Which is so good. Because,
Yeah, it is good. So when you are in a rut, who do you go to? Do you go to a friend? Do you look at someone on social media? What do you do? Who do you turn to?
It's kind of hard because I feel like I look to a lot of people for a lot of different things. Like, when I feel like I'm lacking in my content, which I definitely am right now because I just have, like, my brain is just dead. I love Monet.
Oh, yeah.
McMichael. Like, I love watching her videos and, like, she just inspires me so much. And there's this other girl named Reagan and I just love her videos too.
Are they in the States?
Like, yeah, they're both in the States. But I think in real life, whenever I'm in a shit mood, like, everyone's going to know about it. You know what I mean? Like, like, I'm actually like, I can't keep my mouth shut. It's so bad. But like, I genuinely like, I try to keep stuff to myself and I just can't. So if I'm having a bad day, like I'll text Seb and I'll be like, ranting. And I feel like he's someone who puts me like in a good mindset again, because we like kind of both like help each other out and we have a lot of like similar life experiences.
Yeah.
But like even like he's just the best. Like even this morning he texted me. He's like, good morning. Love you so much. Hope you have a safe flight and a great day.
You guys are like
a couple. Like literally. And like we'll text each other good night. Like good night. Have a good sleep. Like
wow.
I feel like our friendship is just very positive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's always just like uplifting and positive. Like, and if anything's bad, like yesterday I was like messaging him, like he'll just set me in my place. He'll be like, Leticia, like lock in. And like, I feel like everybody needs somebody that they 100%. Can turn to that's going to be real with them. That's not going to like dwell in the feelings and like make it worse.
Yeah.
You know, that's just going to be like, Leticia, grow up.
Yeah, yeah.
So I feel like he's someone that really helps me.
Yeah, you're literally like, that's like dad to me. You guys sound like a married couple. So whenever I'm struggling, I always just turn to Jonathan and he's like the best at getting me in the right mind frame and like reminding me of why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And just getting me out of feeling stuck.
I feel like it has to be someone who like understands everything about you, because for me, most of the time, if I'm having a hard time, most of it is like from social media.
Mm.
Like if I'm having a hard time, it's usually because I'm like getting canceled for something or because, you know, something's happened on social media. And because like dad, he can understand.
Yeah.
And also Seb, like he understands.
Yeah.
And he's like, you don't have to worry. Like it's nothing big. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I feel like you have to have somebody who can relate, because I have so many great friends, but like there's certain situations that they can't relate to and they don't really understand.
For sure.
So it's like I can't really turn to them to be like, oh my God, I'm freaking out. Because they'll be like, they'll just laugh and they'll be like, oh my God, like, you know, like they don't get it.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So I feel like, yeah, you have to have someone who like really understands.
Yeah, definitely. I agree.
Yeah. I feel like when people are in a rut, a lot of people think that, you know, they need to be kind to themselves, which is true. But something that really helps me is like random acts of kindness to other people.
Yeah. Do you know, I heard this quote the other day from Kourtney Kardashian and it was like, hang on, let me think of it. I'm overthinking and not overthinking. Mm. Because I think when you're in a rut, you overthink of all the negativity and you should get out of that spot and start thanking and giving back to other people. And it's so true. One of the things I love to do with random acts of kindness is jump onto TikTok. And you know how you see those small businesses doing lives and they've got like 10 people on or 20 people on and they're packing orders? I love jumping onto their website, buying something and seeing their face light up. It is the best feeling. It's the best feeling ever.
Yeah. Like, I remember when I went to Bali a few years ago by myself, and I don't know if you gave it to me, but the book, The Go-Giver.
Yeah, I love that
book. Oh my God, that book like changed my life.
Yeah.
Like instead of always wanting, like it's so much more important to give.
Yeah.
And like it is true. Like once you give, like you feel so much better. Like remember when we were like driving along the highway and we just always like give like money to like the people who like washing the windows and stuff. And like it literally makes their day.
Yeah.
And you just feel so like much better, not even from a point of like, oh my God, I changed this life, but a point of like, wow, like I'm so grateful that I'm in a position that I can give them something.
Yeah.
And I feel like when you change your mindset from not necessarily, I don't know how to say this, but when you change your mindset from like, oh my God, this happened to me, to, oh my God, this happened to me. And you realize that everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
And everything that happens to you, like you need to be grateful. Like if you can listen to this podcast, it means one, you have a device to listen to it.
Yeah.
Like you can understand English. Like some people can't even understand language.
Mm.
Like some people aren't even like, you know, they can't
read.
Do the things that we find so simple. Like they're not allowed, they can't eat. They don't have any food. They don't have a place to sleep at night. They don't have a family. They don't have friends. Like when you see it from a point of view of like, wow, I'm so lucky.
Yeah.
Even if you don't have much in what you might think there is to have.
Yeah.
Like it can change your life.
So true. So when I read The Go-Giver, I was in a really bad spot. Mentally, financially, just horrible. And I was like, how can I give back when I literally have nothing to give?
Mm.
And, you know, we think of giving as like monetary all the time, but giving can be anything. It can be spending time with someone. So I remember reading that book and going to volunteer at, do you remember when I was volunteering at the, with the horses?
Mm.
And, you know, giving back in that way, because giving back your time to the community is also a great way of helping people as well. Yeah.
Or even just like the small things, like talking to a stranger, like you actually never know like if it could save someone's life. Like there's been times where people have talked to me and I've thought about it for the rest of my day.
Yeah.
Even if it was just a, oh, how are you going? You know, especially like in the gym when people are like, oh my God, I love your shoes. That's why I always like, whenever I'm at the gym, if I'm close to someone, like, I'll always compliment them because 100%. Like it's something so small.
As long as it's genuine, you're not just going around going, love your shoes, like to every single person. Like you genuinely like
when
it.
You genuinely think something.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, you never know what someone's going through and they're probably going to think about that for the rest of the day and have a great day.
Yeah.
And because I definitely know when somebody compliments something about me, or they just talk to me or ask how I'm going, like I will always think about it.
Yeah.
And just makes them feel like it's a, just great for both streets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Two-way street, I don't know. Whatever that quote is, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I agree. I love that. Yeah. So true.
Alrighty, guys. Well, that is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you follow us on our socials at Basically Besties Pod and rate us 5 stars. And we'll talk to you on Thursday.
Okay. Bye.
Basically Besties is recorded at Amplify Studios, hosted by us, Letitia and Kat Clark, and produced by Fenella Jamison.
We pay our respects to the traditional owners of the land and waters this podcast is recorded on. The Gadigal people of the Eora Nation.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.